WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and listen to theref.com presents the Castle Football Show featuring comments from head coach Doug Kurt. This show is brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruise and Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now here is your host, Dan Agurski. You're listening to Week 5 of the Castle Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It's all brought to you by Cruisin' Wash, Jimmy John's, Mankey's Automotive, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Award World Trophies, and TF Ice Cream. Today on the program, I'm Brad Klein, filling in for Dan Agurski. We're going to hear from Doug Hurt, the head coach, breaking down last week's win against Harrison. And again, back-to-back weeks that the Knights hold their opponents to only one touchdown. The defense looking fantastic. Max McCool, he's cooking, and the aerial attack last week was extremely effective. It's going to have to be effective tomorrow against a really physical, really tough 2-2 Vincennes Alice's team. Kickoff at 6:30. We're going to talk about that with Doug Kurt as well. We're also going to hear from Jersey Wells, the senior and one of the leaders of this team, getting Castle ready for the fifth game of the season. We're about halfway through the year, and the Knights looking like one of the best teams in the league. All right, all that and more on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Mankey's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Mankey's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Mankey's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our 5 convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 5 of the Castle Football Show. The head coach, Doug Hurt. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. And the Knights now 3-1. Hey, coach, really appreciate the time.
Absolutely, Brad. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I really appreciate you coming on. So 3-1 to get there. You needed a win against Harrison, and boy, did you guys get it. 42-7, the second consecutive week that you guys hold your opponents to a touchdown. So take me through the defense. What was clicking for the Knights on that side of the ball?
Well, I think we're getting a little bit more disciplined. I heard Jersey allude to that. You know, I think a little bit more disciplined, playing just a little bit sharper football than we played a couple weeks ago. There's no magic bullet to what we're doing or to our success. And we thought that coming into the game that Harrison was one of the most underrated football teams around. I don't think that their 0-3 record was reflective of really who they were as a football team. They've been competitive and in really every game that they had played, and played some, you know, high quality competition. So to get a win and get it in convincing fashion, I think we felt very happy about that, because we had a lot of respect for them coming into the game.
And now going out of the game, you guys are 3-1, and more or less halfway through the season, it doesn't get too much better than 3-1, coach. And honestly, you guys probably should be 4-0, just based off of how the modern day game went and some unlucky bounces, what have you. You guys have proven to be one of the best teams in the league. Is there a sense of accomplishment to this point in the season around the locker room, around the coaching staff, or how do you guys feel about the first four games?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag, Brad. I think, obviously, there was a half of football in there that was not very good. And, the goal was to be, 4-0 at this point, but, it is what it is. And I think the important thing is that you learn from those mistakes. And I spoke with Coach Gable after the game, and he gave me some profound advice about, where they were last year after our game and how they used it to grow and mature, and it really set the stage for them being better. And we even went back in our own files, and everybody knows my senior year is the great state championship team, our last state championship team. And I reminded the kids last week before the game that, hey, we were sitting at 1-2 at this point in our senior year. And so, while you're disappointed about where you are and not the result that we wanted, it's always about the next play, the next series, the next week. And, the only way to get better is to put your nose to the grindstone and do the little things better than everybody else, whether it be in the weight room, practice, in the classroom, giving your very best. And so, it's a week by week test in this league, and it's always a test. There are no off weeks, and certainly we have a good Vincennes club coming into our place this week, and it's going to be a battle. And so, just a reminder of, hey, maybe this is not exactly the way we pictured it and the way that some of you wanted to go, but you can't let your guard down, and you can't make mistakes against good football teams, because disciplined football teams will capitalize.
Doug Hurt, the head coach of the now 3-1 Castle Knights, specifically talking about the 42-7 win last week against Harrison and getting ready for tomorrow's game against Vincennes. And we'll talk about that momentarily. But, coach, we talked about the defense limiting Harrison to one touchdown, and it came in the fourth quarter when the game was pretty much won. Let's talk about the offense for a moment. And it seemed like Carter Bobe was buying in bulk in the air. Only two catches, nearly 100 yards, and he broke free for those two touchdowns. What was Carter doing right, and how can we see more big plays out of him? Because, gosh, if he can make those big plays happen from time to time, you guys are going to be tough to stop.
Yeah, I really think you're onto something there, Brad. And I think our passing yardage maybe to date maybe is not the diversity of offense that some people were hoping to see, but I think the passing efficiency is really, really good. And a lot of credit there goes to our offensive line and Max McCool, pounding the rock and creating, advantageous situations in coverage where people are rolling safeties down and taking some risks to try to stop the run. And that opens up, big plays in the passing game. And so, you know, Carter's, you know, great kid for us. You know, he's a 4.0 student, you know, outstanding football player, multi-sport athlete. He'd probably make you the best hamburger around, if you ask him to cook. You know, he's one of those kids. And so, you know, not the biggest, most imposing guy, not the fastest guy, but really the kind of kid that we're looking for in our program that just does everything the right way. Great character, and he was able to create separation and play action on both of those throws and make big plays, get out in the open field and run away from some people. And so, great throws by our quarterback, Bowden Morgan, great protection by our offensive line and our tight ends on those two throws. And, you know, I think, you know, to kind of summarize Carter Bowe, you know, one of the biggest play, in my opinion, of the night was a huge block that he had on a screen, for our tight end, John Eigner, that ended up going, you know, 60 some yards for a touchdown, if I remember correctly. And, he blocked his tail off, didn't hold, just stayed after it. And, you know, it's never going to be recognized in a stat book, but probably one of the biggest plays. And so, you know, our wide receivers are expected to block. That's kind of a non-negotiable for me. K1 football, hey, you know, if you're not into blocking, you're not into blue collar work, don't expect to get the ball, don't expect to play, because in our offense, the receivers are a huge part of the blocking concepts that go into our run game and compress sets, where they're in the run fit and, you know, they have to block and execute play after play. And if they don't, then, you know, we're not rushing for the yards that we need to be. And therefore safeties are rolling down. People aren't taking chances and, you know, they're at a disadvantage there when their number is called. So, huge performance by our receivers. Couldn't be happier. But we've got to move on and keep improving.
Doug Hurt, the head coach for the 3-1 Castle Knights here on WREF. It is week 5 of the Castle Football Show. They're getting ready for week 5, the 5th game against Vincennes tomorrow, 6:30 kick. We'll talk about that after we hear from Jersey Wells, the senior for the 3-1 Castle Knights. All that and more right here on 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000 square foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our 5 convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 5 of the Castle Football Show with Jersey Wells, the senior wideout. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. Hey, Jersey, how are we doing?
Good. How are you?
All good. Hey, I really appreciate your time. I'm also super biased. You work out to be my favorite Castle football player because I'm from New Jersey, and I'm just going to have to take your name on face value. So congratulations on that accolade. But in all seriousness, your senior year, how's this been going for you? And you being, of course, one of the leaders of a now 3-1 football team, how have you enjoyed this season so far?
It's definitely been great. Leadership's definitely stepped up. Me personally, I feel like I've gotten way better at it. And there's a really good physical football team. And we're ready to play anyone that comes in our way and comes in our house.
I feel like every football team, every team for that matter, regardless of sport, regardless of level, has a personality. How would you describe the personality of this football team this year?
Discipline, hard nose.
Now, where does that come from, right? The discipline, hard-nosed football, I feel like that's something that every coach, Doug Hurt, I'm sure included, is preaching, but why does this team actually embody that?
Every Monday, we run, condition ourselves for penalties, fix our mistakes, and keep getting better every single week.
Well, last week, a nice win against Harrison, and Castle improves to 3-1. Now, tomorrow, you guys try to improve to 4-1. Playing Vincennes, what's the scouting report on the Alices?
They're a very physical team. They'll come to play for sure. We just got to stay on our A game, do our assignments, do our jobs, and I feel like we got a pretty good chance.
Against Vincennes, like you said, they're a physical team, and they're a difficult team. But then again, you guys have probably a little bit more physical and a little bit more difficult opponent on the horizon the next week against Wrights. Now, I'm not trying to overlook Vincennes, but do you as a senior leader feel that anyone on the roster might be looking ahead towards the Panthers?
Some people have. Our coaches really emphasize us focusing on this week, not looking ahead, because if we look ahead, Vincennes will come and punch us in the mouth.
Now, Jersey Wells, the senior wideout here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app for Castle Football Week 5 of the Castle Football Show. Doug Hurt will join us again in a moment. But, Jersey, before I let you go, I want to ask you not just about tomorrow's game, but really about the second half of the year. More or less, we're at halftime in 2024. Just under 50% of the season is done, and you guys have won 75% of your games to start. But what is next in the development and the growth of this team? What has to be accomplished behind the scenes to get Castle Football where you're trying to get them in 2024?
Just keep getting better every single day, 1% better. Stay disciplined, stay to the grind, and I like our shot.
Jersey Wells here on WREF. Really, really appreciate the time and the senior helping this team to a 3-1 start. Looking forward to seeing what you guys do tomorrow against Vincennes. And again, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, we take a step aside. Doug Hurt will join us in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Wrapping up shop here on week 5 of the Castle Football Show. The head coach, Doug Hurt. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, coach. Appreciate the time here. Now let's talk about tomorrow's game, 6:30 kick against Vincent. What's it going to take against the Alices to win your fourth game in your fifth try?
Well, Brad, I think, you know, we talked a little bit about things that we, you know, have done at times and have not done at times. It's just execution and penalty avoidance and, you know, making sure that we're playing disciplined football. When we, when we're on and everybody's doing their jobs, I feel like, you know, not a team in our conference that we can't beat. When we have poor execution and we're a little bit undisciplined and we're a little bit off, I feel like there's not a team in the conference that we couldn't lose to. And that is, you know, by and large, a product of playing in the SIAC. It's a very competitive league. Not a lot of weeks off in this league. People, coaches do a great job, great programs. And it's just very, very, you know, a lot of parity in this league. And so, you know, that is the nature of football. And so, I feel like, we've got to avoid penalties. That's been a little bit of a plague for us this year. Turnovers, and Dan and I talking about a good bit, you know, before you win a game, you have to first not lose it. And, you know, those are the things that we have to continue to improve on. I think the talent is there. I think we're getting some pieces in the right places. But you're going to get a scrappy Vincent's team. I have a great respect, for them and their program. I think, Coach Salters does a heck of a job, getting a lot out of his kids. They're scrappy. They're physical. I mean, we were bruised, beaten and scarred after our game last year in a close loss. And so, you know, kind of looking ahead, you know, at this game, I think, you know, we're going to have to play disciplined football. And we're going to have to match their physicality because they're a scrappy bunch and, they really do a great job out there in Vincennes getting their kids ready to play. And, we're going to have to match that intensity.
Tactically, as far as the X's and O's go, you turn on the tape and Vincent shows you something. What are you communicating to your players? Maybe saying, hey guys, let's not allow them to do this.
Right. Well, I think that's tactically speaking. I think they're running the ball really, really well right now. Last year, you know, they had Xavier Hunt, who had been the previous year the player of the year, very diversified approach. And certainly they have the ability to beat you through the air this year, but a little bit more run focused than maybe years past. And I think their quarterback has great feet, shifty guy. And, can make plays out in space. And so, you know, you're kind of in a bind, you know, you don't want to, you know, wholesale to stop the run. You know, you have to have a disciplined approach. And I think, you know, if you're mentioning tactics, I think one of the things that they do a great job of and caused some confusion with us last year is motion shifts and just movement of their offense, moving from one formation to the next, to create a different look. And I think typically we handle that fairly well. Last year we did not, you know, we were kind of all over the place. They got us on our heels. They made some big plays. They would shift and move. We would have, you know, the front called the wrong way and we're not able to get lined up. And so, you know, that's been a real point of emphasis this week is making sure that we handle motions and movements and that we're able to get, lined up correctly. You know, that we're gap, that we have gap integrity, that we're good in the passing game, because most of the things that they do are fairly simple and, pretty straightforward adjustments, but they certainly made us work. And we had a young and inexperienced group last year and we looked a little bit silly at times, both as players and as coaches, you know, lack of execution and things that were exposed. And, you know, we certainly don't want to relive that.
Castle Football 3-1, trying to go to 4-1 tomorrow, 6:30 kick against Vincennes. The head coach, Doug Hurt, here on WREF for week 5 of the Castle Football Show. You know, coach, I'll get you out of here on this and talking about Vincennes, and ultimately the game is going to be decided between the white lines in a field that is 100 yards, but it is only the second time this year that you guys have played at home, 3 of your first 4 games on the road. How's it going to feel being back in Newburgh, back in front of the home crowd?
I think it's always a treat, Brad, you know, to play in front of our home crew. We had a great turnout for our first home game a couple weeks ago, and you had almost forgotten what it was like to be in paradise on the turf, you know, our new turf, and the stadium's been renovated. We've got a great goal board, awards board or team championship board up in the end zone that's bigger than our scoreboard that promotes a little bit of culture and excitement. Huge crowd that showed up, and so it really is going to be great to be back. But then again, you know, you've got a great team coming in and a really good program. And, you know, there's maybe a little added pressure. I don't know if that's true or not, but certainly pressure to try to win and do the home crowd proud by playing well, you know, on John Lighty Field.
Coach, really appreciate the time here on Week 5 of the Castle Football Show, and good luck tomorrow.
Absolutely, Brad. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. I always look forward to this each and every week and appreciate what you, Dan, and the guys do to promote high school football here in our state.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it again next week, same time. And this has been Week 5 of the Castle Football Show on 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Castle Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruisin' Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award War Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Castle Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.